Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, May 13th, and happy 36th birthday to Twilight and the Batman star, Robert Pattinson.
I'm vengeance.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Gwinnett Tech student starts her film industry career on the set of Creed 3. Gwinnett police are looking for men accused of stealing more than $30,000 in jewelry from Sugarloaf Mill stores. After asking to try on various types of jewelry, the men fled with the merchandise. Plus, we'll hear from GDP sports editor Will Hammack about all the exciting athletic news in the county.
Will, I'm going to ask you a weighted question. Is Gwinnett the greatest county in high school baseball in the state of Georgia?
It's got to be up there these days. It used to be Cobb County dominated everything in baseball, and over the last, I'd say, 10, maybe 15 years, Gwinnett's kind of stepped up to at least be on that same level as Cobb, and certainly at the 7A level, it's looking pretty good.
We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
After spending several years in the child care industry, Gabrielle Drunnings realized that satisfaction in her career was severely lacking. Seeking a new venture that would provide her with excitement and reward, and one that built upon skills she already had, she signed up for Georgia Film Academy coursework through Gwinnett Technical College. The GFA is a unique statewide initiative to train the next generation of film and television crews through coursework and on-set experience. Gabrielle recently landed an internship on the set of MGM's Creed 3 through the GFA, and along with her studies and in-class experience, she's reveling in her new role. She anticipated her time at GFA would land her internships and work on film sets, but she didn't expect her first to be a major motion picture to the caliber of Creed 3. Creed 3 is the third movie in the Creed series and an extension of the famed Rocky movie franchise. She immediately used her classroom and hands-on experience to enhance her real-world role on set. The City of Suwanee Public Arts Commission is one of 10 groups selected to receive Explore Gwinnett's Gwinnett Creativity Fund project grant. The $15,000 matching grant will fund the Town Center Amphitheater Stage Wings project. Runoff from the stage roof was causing two 840-square-foot grass wings on either side of the stage to erode and were in constant need of maintenance. The left stage wings feature large concrete blocks with quotes from musicians embedded in metal text. The right wing includes a design created by city staff member Paul Berra and painted by artist Meg Mitchell. The design features the longitude-latitude coordinates for Town Center Park, along with Stand in the Place Where You Are from Georgia band REM. Buford resident Otis P. Jones was recently re-elected as Secretary-Treasurer of the Georgia Transmission Corp. Board of Directors. He also served as Chairman of the Board for Jackson Electric Membership Corp. The cooperative elected officers to one-year terms at its April board meeting. Also elected as officers were Charles Findlay, Chairman of the Board, and Steve E. Rawl Sr., Vice Chairman of the Board. Officer Findlay is a Georgia Transmission member, director, and serves as Emma Colola EMC's Chairman of the Board. Mr. Rawl is a Georgia Transmission member director and is the first vice president of Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corp. Georgia Transmission Corp., a not-for-profit cooperative owned by 38 electric membership corporations, or EMCs, owns more than 3,500 miles of high-voltage transmission lines and more than 760 substations.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Play ball!
Hi,
I'm Peggy Slappy with Peggy Slappy Properties. We are ready to make the play and help you find your next home. Serving Gwinnett County for 40 years, our veteran lineup will help make shopping for a new home a grand slam. Call us at 770-271-5555 or check us out online at psponline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
The City of Norcross, in partnership with Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, or ACE, has launched the Small Business Grant Program. The program will provide $600,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funding to qualified small businesses to mitigate the impacts of COVID-19. The ARPA Small Business Grant Program will provide financial assistance for businesses that have been negatively impacted by the pandemic, stabilize and sustain Norcross businesses, and ensure they can retain employees. The program will offer funds in varying amounts to qualified small businesses within the city limits of Norcross. The funds may be used for operating expenses, including rent, utility bills, payroll, and other qualifying expenses. Applicants must demonstrate both need and appropriate use of funds by submitting appropriate financial documentation and receipts.
You know what? Maybe I'll use my intern. Glooty!
Good?
Thanks, Glooty.
Anything else? Do you want to develop an app?
No thanks, Glooty.
Hey, what's up, Glooty?
Hi, Morty. Do you want to develop
an app? No thanks.
Rick, why does it say do not develop my app on your intern's forehead?
29 students signed contracts for 8-week summer internships before an audience of future employers, community leaders, family, and friends this past week. The signings were part of the Summer of Impact Signing Day that was held at the School of the Arts at Central Gwinnett High School. The City of Lawrenceville, Impact 46, Central Gwinnett High School, Discovery High School, and Hearts to Nourish Hope kicked off the Summer of Impact internship program for the fourth year. A total of 60 students applied from Discovery High School and Central Gwinnett High School. After completing a multi-step interview process, the final 29 students were selected and offered positions with the City of Lawrenceville Community Relations, Planning and Development and Public Works Departments, Impact 46 Lawrenceville Response Center, Gwinnett Stripers, Aurora Theater, Lawrenceville Housing Authority, Gwinnett Housing Corporation, Gwinnett Water Resources, Obria, Magnolia Media, Family Promise, Upper 90, Lilburn Medical Institute, Notions Media, AREP, Lawrenceville First United Methodist Church, Legacy Florals, Artist Spotlight, Gwinnett Drugs, Rock Paper Scissors, Kumon, and I&I Law. Gwinnett County Police are asking for the public's help to find two men accused of stealing more than $30,000 in jewelry from a store and a kiosk at Sugarloaf Mills Mall last month. 28-year-old Decatur resident Mario Lee Pittman and 28-year-old Lithonia resident Jason Adam Warren allegedly went to the Jewelry Box Outlet store at Sugarloaf Mills on April 27th and asked if they could try on two diamond and gold bracelets that are worth more than $26,000. Instead of trying on the bracelets, however, the men took them and fled the store on foot. Then they allegedly walked up to the Status Jewels kiosk at the mall on April 30th and asked if they could see a bracelet that was worth more than $4,500. After the employee put the bracelet on Warren, he and Pittman fled toward the mall's parking lot. Anyone who has information about the case is asked to contact the police. And now here's GDP Sports Editor Will Hammack for a look at Gwinnett Sports.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, I'm going to ask you a weighted question. Is Gwinnett the greatest county in high school baseball in the state of Georgia?
It's got to be up there these days. It used to be Cobb County dominated everything in baseball. And over the last, let's say, 10, maybe 15 years, Gwinnett's kind of stepped up to at least be on that same level as Cobb. And certainly at the 7A level, it's looking pretty good. We have two baseball teams there left in 7A, Parkview and Mill Creek in the semifinals. It's going to be kind of a Gwinnett and Cherokee battle there in 7A. Mill Creek plays Etowah and Parkview plays Woodstock at that level. Then at the 6A level, Buford plays at Pope in the semifinals, which is it's going to be a showdown. Pope eliminated Buford kind of in surprising fashion last year. Buford had a dominant team. So Buford gets the rematch. In 6A, three of the four teams are from Cobb, so Cobb's had a good showing there. And then down in the Class A level, Wesleyan just keeps rolling. They're going to play Mount Perrin in the semifinals. So I look forward to Gwinnett making some state title runs out of those three classifications.
It is wild how two counties between Gwinnett and Cobb County have so much baseball talent in high school.
Yeah, it's big time baseball both places. I think in the past a lot of Gwinnett kids went and played their summer baseball over in Cobb. Still some do, but Gwinnett's come a long way from those days where Cobb was turning out most of the top teams, and it was kind of a huge upset if Gwinnett beat one of those Cobb teams. But now Gwinnett's come along and certainly is an equal powerhouse, I would say, to what Cobb does over there.
And then you also sent me a couple football stories, and it's May, so why are we talking football?
Yeah, like, I guess one of the big ones was the Parkview had a recognition at their spring game last weekend. They honored Cecil Flo, their longtime head football coach, named the press box in his honor. Probably would have named the stadium or the field in his honor, but those are already named. So they named the press box, which is, if you've ever been to Parkview, it's a monstrous building. It's a three-story. Mm-hmm. You can see it from the top of Stone Mountain over there. If you look over towards Lilburn. So it's a big building. It took a lot of money, a lot of work, and he built a lot of facilities over there. But they want to honor him as much for what he did on the football field. He won four state championships at Parkview, the football program's first in 1997, and then he won three straight from 2000 to 2002 and did it with a state record 46 straight wins, won 197 games, a 75% winning percentage, and 21 seasons at Parkview. So a great career. He's kind of retired from coaching now, but he enjoyed coming back and seeing a lot of people at the game this past weekend.
A 75% winning percentage in 21 seasons? Holy moly.
Yeah, it's really impressive, especially at he's doing it at the biggest classification and playing the best teams year in and year out. So that says something about the powerhouse that they built over there.
And then we have a Gwinnett student who is committed to college to play football.
Yeah, it's that season where a lot of kids are committing. And just on Wednesday, Buford quarterback Dylan Whitke committed to Virginia Tech. So he'll be playing in the ACC. Looking forward to see what he does this year. He's a guy. Buford actually had two Power 5 quarterbacks the last two seasons. So he split time with Ashton Daniels, who just signed with Stanford. So him and Ashton were both top-notch quarterbacks, both played a good bit. Ashton kind of got the bulk of the snaps this year, but Dylan did play a good bit. So that Dylan's going to have the reins of the offense. He'll be the number one guy this year. So looking forward to see what he can do in an entire season.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and there's a lot of baseball happening this weekend, but is there anything else going on?
Yeah, it's state track and field championships are this weekend all over the state at various locations, and it's going to be a lot of Gwinnett individuals winning state championships for sure, and probably going to have some team championships. The Shiloh boys are looking strong. Buford boys are looking strong. Brookwood girls are going to do well, and Wesleyan's going to do well. Wesleyan girls will do well, as will the GAC girls. So looking forward to seeing how those teams shake out this weekend.
Will Hammack is a sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post, and Will, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
Great. Thank you again.
Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for high-quality educators just like you. Do you have what it takes to shine in Gwinnett County Public Schools? Register today for the Educator Connect Career Fairs. District administrators from the GCPS team will be conducting interviews to hire talented teachers in all subject areas and grade levels for the 2022-23 school year, and district contracts will be offered. The next interviews will be held on May 26th, so the deadline to register is May 25th. Candidates interested in scheduling an interview must be certified or will be by July of 2022. Interviews will be held at the J. Alvin Wilbanks Instructional Support Center. To be considered for an interview, complete the online application under the Careers tab at gcpsk12.org.
Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for tomorrow's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Fall in love with the DTL. There's something for everyone in downtown Lawrenceville. With many old and new places to visit and activities to enjoy, Lawrenceville has an abundance of entertainment, dining, and shopping for all ages and interests. Test your taste buds with new restaurants or visit local favorites for Sunday brunch. Take a stroll through the Depot District and discover your next brew. For the latest on dining, shopping, and events, visit downtownlawrencevillega.com.